This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Blessed Pope John XXIII's Cold War era encyclical, Pacem in Terris, or Peace on Earth, remains extremely contemporary and can act as a guide to peace building in today's world. That's what Pope Francis told participants of a three-day conference here in the Vatican, organized by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1963 encyclical letter. In his remarks Thursday, Pope Francis recalled John XXIII's urgent message for peace as world powers came to the brink of nuclear war, and Pope John Paul II's efforts at the time of the Iron Curtain, which led to greater freedom and dialogue. John XXIII's seeds of peace brought fruits, the Pope said, but despite the fall of walls and barriers, the world continues to need peace, and Pacem in Terris remains extremely relevant. The encyclical, Pope Francis said, reminds us that the basis of peacemaking exists in mankind's divine origin, and thus building peace as Jesus did is our common calling, to promote and practice justice with truth and love, and contribute to integral human development through solidarity. And that means an end to egotism, individualism, and group interests at every level. But has today's world learned any lessons from Pacem in Terris, the Pope asked? Are the words justice and solidarity found solely in our dictionary, or are we all working to realize them?
Non ci può essere vera pace e armonia. Se non lavoriamo per una società più giusta e solidale.
Today, said the Pope, we must work towards a world where everyone is able to effectively access food, water, shelter, health care, education, and be given the possibility to form and support a family. Lasting peace for all depends on it. The Pope urged participants to seek guidance from Pacem in Terris as they discuss the challenges to peace today, what he described as an educational emergency, the impact of the mass media on consciences, access to the Earth's resources, the ethical use of biological research, the arms race, and the national and international security measures. The current world economic crisis, which he called a grave symptom of the disrespect for man and for truth, is just another example of what needs to be fixed in an equitable way for lasting world peace to succeed.
Mi domando se siamo disposti a raccogliere l'invito.
Are we prepared to meet the challenge posed by Pacem in Terris, he wondered. As if in answer to his own question, Pope Francis described the world economic crisis as inhuman and expressed his deep sorrow for the latest maritime tragedy off the coast of the Italian island of Lampedusa, in which at least 92 refugees lost their lives. Calling Thursday's tragedy shameful, he asked everyone to renew our efforts to ensure that such tragedies are not repeated. I'm Tracy McClure.